Country Pop FM.
Went with the old standard bell for you, Neil, on your return.
I do like that.
So you missed four almanacs.
Have to go online.
Wow, that's like the time what I miss when I leave for the state hockey tournament. I miss three: Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Right.
I'm just about going to convulsions at that point. I'm starting to get the shakes.
Yeah, I don't know. Somehow I managed, but it wasn't easy. I'm here to tell you.
Well, it's probably because it was nice and warm in Arizona. You had that to lean back on.
Sure was.
Wednesday, April 11th, the 101st day of the year. 101 in, 264 left. And it was on this date, 1876. Really, when you think about it, when it comes to the most benevolent and protective of all animals and mammals, and hoofed mammals especially, you got to think of the elks, right?
Well, I don't know that they immediately come to mind.
The benevolent and protective order of elks organized. Now, you might get an argument from the loyal order of moose.
Right.
They might argue that they are the most benevolent and protective.
Or what about water buffalo for Fred and Barney?
Water buffalo, yes. Yeah. Yes, their water buffalo meeting at the lodge.
Right.
I love their hats.
I did too.
And then, you had, what's his name? Howard Cunningham. He had the Leopard Lodge.
That's right, too.
And he had his fez.
Yep.
So that was in 1876. 1890 on this date, John Merrick. You may know him better as the Elephant Man.
Yes.
Know him as the Elephant Man. This was the day he died. He was disfigured, had some kind of an ailment, and he died. He was only 27, lived a tough life.
Yeah, he did.
And then to top it off, Michael Jackson tried to buy his bones. Insult to injury there.
It really was.
1890. 1921, Iowa became... You know, we make fun of Iowa, but they've done some pretty good things in their time. In fact, they were the first ones to impose a cigarette tax.
Probably a good idea.
They saw that as an untapped revenue source.
Right.
1921, and they had a lot of smokers in Iowa.
Yeah, and especially then in the 20s, I think it's everybody smoked.
Tobacco was it was big in Iowa. Great right. Tobacco growing weather in Iowa, 1921. Also 1921, KDKA Radio.
Pittsburgh?
Yes, in Pittsburgh, one of the first radio stations ever. In the history of radio, first ever live sports event broadcast on this date. It wasn't baseball, wasn't football.
Boxing.
Wasn't water polo, it was boxing. Yes, indeed. Johnny Ray and Johnny Don't Call Me Crocodile Dundee.
Really?
And I don't know who won, it just said it was between those two. You'd have to look it up.
Yeah, I wonder who did the play-by-play. It wasn't Howard Cosell.
It was the fight doctor, Freddie Pacheco.
Freddie Pacheco.
Yeah, he was there. And maybe it was Howard. Right there. Down goes Dundee. 1921. 1947, Jackie Robinson became the first black player to play Major League Baseball. Now, this was an exhibition game on this date.
Yeah.
But it was still pretty significant, even though it was exhibition, if you've seen the movie 42.
What a great movie.
Which is a great movie. You
highly
should see it if you haven't
yes.
seen it. It will affect your life. That was 1947. Then a few days later, he'd actually make his real debut.
And he had a pretty good rookie year.
Yeah, I mean, he stepped right in.
Yes, he did.
And despite all the things he had to deal with, he still performed on the field.
Yes, he did.
So when there are baseball players now that complain about things and the weather and it's affecting their game, think about what Jackie Robinson went through.
No doubt.
In 47. Let's go to the Oval Office. This date, 1951.
A number of events have made it evident that General MacArthur did not agree with that policy. I have therefore considered it essential to relieve General MacArthur so that there would be no doubt or confusion as to the real purpose and aim of our policy. It is with the deepest personal regret that I found myself compelled to take this action. General MacArthur is one of our greatest military commanders.
How many other radio stations are going to have Harry Truman on their airwaves today?
I wouldn't think too many.
Answer me that. Harry Truman.
So they had a difference of opinion.
They did.
Korea.
Yes. Korea was obviously a powder keg. MacArthur wanted to be more aggressive, and Truman wanted to avoid World War III. So he said he fired Douglas MacArthur.
Wow. That's quite a, you know, that's a pretty important day in history that doesn't maybe get its due.
Right.
That was significant.
Right. Just think if we were more aggressive there, who knows?
Yeah, right.
And President Trump isn't the only president that's ever fired anybody. Sometimes it seems like that when they talk about and report on it. He does a lot of it. 1951. How about this, 1961?
Allison steps in. Whitey Ford goes into his windup, comes in with the pitch. Allison meets it. Minnesota fans let out a roar. There's a long drive heading out toward left. Back, heading toward the seats, and in it goes. A home run for Bob Allison.
Minnesota Twins, first ever Twins game this date, 1961, Yankee Stadium, and the Twins beat the defending American League champion New York Yankees.
Nice audio there, man.
6-0.
That was awesome.
They shut out Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris. So Allison had a home run. You know who else had a home run? Everybody remembers Bob Allison, but Reno Bertoia was, I think he was third baseman, came over with the Senators. He also had a home run. He also had a home run. He only played a handful of games. They traded him later in the year to the Kansas City A's.
Sure.
But 1961, Twins' first ever game. That was huge for this area.
Yes, it was.
I mean, you were too young to remember. I wasn't born yet, but with the arrival of big-time professional sports in 61.
By the time I was 4 and 5, I was a diehard.
We were no longer a cold Omaha.
Yes. That's great. Well, that was really good audio, too.
That's what we strive for here on the Bob Almanac.
That made my day.
Ignition sequence has started. 6, 5, 4, 3, 1, 0. We have commit, and we have liftoff at 2:13.
We have commit. Yeah, we have commit. If you don't have commit, you got nothing. So Apollo 13 launched this date. You're hearing it as it happened. Courtesy of our friends at the Columbia Broadcast System.
At some point, Houston, we would have a problem,
there
right?
There would be a problem.
That was the one, wasn't it?
They were going to mix the oxygen tank, and things went awry. Tom Hanks was there. Kevin Bacon was there. They tried their best. But, they could not land on the moon, but they saved everybody. They were able to return, which was huge.
Everybody made it back safely about a week or so later.
Right. 1970, Apollo 13. And this date, 1986, Kellogg's. I don't know what they were thinking. Obviously, it was not a public service move for them. Not a whole lot of good PR out of this. Kellogg stopped giving tours of its breakfast food plant. Everybody wanted to see how Frosted Flakes were made.
Well, sure.
But they stopped giving tours, and the reason, they had been doing it for 80 years, and heaven forbid that somebody would get the secret formula to Cracklin' Oat Bran.
Well, yeah, come on. Who wanted it?
They thought that company secrets were at risk due to spies from other cereal companies. Guys from Post.
Over there.
Yeah.
That's too good.
And Malto Meal.
Yeah.
They're over there trying to steal their secrets.
The secret was take it out of the box and just put it into a bag and mark it cheaper.
Let's just say Kellogg thought they were pretty special at that point. Yeah, they had Tony Tiger. You know, they had the whole thing going on. They had the frog.
Right.
You know, the Honey Smacks, Sugar Smacks. The whole thing going on. I think that was Kellogg's, wasn't it?
I think it was.
How about Toucan Sam? They had him. Yeah. And the Rice Krispie guys, Snap, Crackle, Pop. I mean,
they had them all there.
So let's move on to birthdays now today. Ethel Kennedy is still with us.
What?
The widow of Robert F. Kennedy. Ethel Kennedy is 90.
She's got to be up there. 90.
I'm being told that I need to see Chappaquiddick. Now, of course, that was Ted Kennedy.
Yes.
With Mary Jo Kopechne and that whole thing at Chappaquiddick. Yeah. That movie is out now.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yes. And we also saw Ready Player One. Which was good. I really enjoyed that. That's okay. Steven Spielberg and a ton of references. Pop culture references, things from the 80s and 90s and even the 70s. It's outstanding. I'm going to have to order the DVD and then just pause some of these scenes because there are characters all over the place that you can't tell live full action.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to see it.
So I don't know how we got off of that on Ethel Kennedy, but that's what Ethel Kennedy does.
Right.
She starts tangents. She is 60 here today.
No,
actually,
90.
She's 90 today.
I'm afraid, Mrs. Hartman, your grandfather is the Fernwood Flasher.
Oh.
Not the Fernwood Flasher.
Listen, I can't talk now. I'm on the phone.
She actually was on the phone talking to the police officer. Mary Hartman, Louise Lasser, who was Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman.
That was a strange show.
That was a strange show. I mean, I was young. You know, I was in this Laverne and Shirley and Three's Company and Happy Days, and then this show comes on.
I was not young, but I couldn't figure it out. I didn't watch it.
It looks like a sitcom, but it's not really a sitcom. Right. And I don't know what they've been making light of mental issues there. I don't know if that show would pass today.
I don't know.
Louise Lasser, Mary Hartman, 79, here today. An actor by the name of Peter Riggert.
He said it was a show about nothing. So, I saw the pilot, and I've got to tell you, I flipped out. I love that Kramer guy.
Oh, don't we all love that Kramer guy? You know, if there's a guy or a woman who's been in Seinfeld, you know I find it and play it here on the Almanac. Peter Riggert was also... he was one of the Animal House guys. He was Boone.
Oh, sure.
You remember Boone?
Okay, yeah. Yep.
Remember Boone? That's Peter Riggert, 71 today. I'm just sitting on gold and waiting on Joe. Waiting on Joe. Steve and Azar, or just Steve Azar, if you will, 54 today. Is big. He's really a one-hit wonder. That one was a top 30, Waiting on Joe Neal. But you know, I'm not going to be, what's it?
Right.
I'm not me till Monday. Right. I don't need to be me till Monday.
That is correct.
Isn't that? It's something like that. Very similar. I think we're on the right track on that one.
Yes.
Steve Azar, 54.
I don't have to be me till Monday.
That's it. You actually carried a tune there. So Lisa Stansfield, the singer, is 52. We have a weak list. No due respect or no ill respect. With all full due respect to Steve Azar and Lisa Stansfield. Lisa Stansfield, 52. That would not be one of my top 10 songs from 1989, but that's the only one of hers that I know. She's 52. Wrestler Goldust, the son of Dusty Rhodes.
Oh.
Dustin Rhodes. You know, Dusty was the American Dream.
Yeah.
And his son was Gold Dust. And his son was in better shape than
his
Dusty
father,
Rhodes.
Yeah.
His father was, he still got it done, though.
He trained with the Crusher, I think.
So Dustin Rhodes is 49. And our rapper for the day today is David Banner.
Ooh.
He stole that name.
Right.
From the Hulk.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You got your David Bruce Banner. David Banner, the rapper. Not the man who you don't want. Maybe this rapper, you don't want to get him angry. You want to see him when he's angry. Maybe he turns green. We don't know. Maybe he did do some gamma ray experiments where he was trying to tap into the super strength that all humans have. And then there was an accidental overdose of gamma radiation. It changed his body chemistry, Neil. That could have happened to this rapper.
It could have happened, yeah. I mean,
rappers do some strange things.
If it was going to happen to somebody, be a rapper.
So he's 44 today, and that's really all I have.
All right.
It's just so weak.
Yeah, the Gone But Not Forgotten list is not stellar either, I would tell you. Statesman Edward Everett, do you remember him? He gave the speech before Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, so whatever, however good it was.
It was probably great. But
it wasn't good enough to stand up to the Gettysburg Address, so nobody remembers it. But he preceded Abraham Lincoln right there. 1794.
He could have got up and said, mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo, mumbo. It wouldn't have mattered.
Right.
It just wouldn't have mattered.
Nope. And now here's Abraham Lincoln. What about actor Johnny Sheffield? He was boy.
Nippadoo.
Sugar on Pondal.
Palula.
I don't know what they're saying, but it's hilarious.
Boy got a big chuckle out of it.
I need to work that word into my vocabulary. Nippadoo.
Nippadoo, yeah.
Nippadoo.
He played the role. They couldn't come up with really a name for him. He's called him Boy. We had Jane. We had Tarzan. We had Boy.
And you know, and the joke on the set was that Cheetah actually learned his lines quicker than Boy.
Oh, boy.
Than Johnny Sheffield.
Yeah.
Oops.
Johnny Sheffield, born on this day, 1931. The guy who wrote... The great Louie Louie. Louie Louie. Oh, no. Very famous song, and its songwriter is Richard Berry. And he was born in the state in 1935. In 1948, Citation, the racehorse, won the Triple Crown. He was born in the state 3 years prior.
Not the Chevy Citation?
No. That was a different Citation. 1945. We always like to move in, to bring in our race race horses. Actor Meshack Taylor, remember him from the program Dave's World or Designing Women, 1947. And he's the front man for the group Big Country.
I'm not expecting to grow flowers in a desert, but I can live and breathe and see the sun in winter time. In a big country dream, stay with you.
So the name of the group was Big Country, and then their first and really only hit was In a Big Country.
And they weren't country.
They're kind of the Tony Danza of 80s rock groups and pop groups. Because whenever Tony, he always played characters that were his own name, right? He was Tony in Taxi, right? Tony Banta?
Yeah, and then he was Tony and
then he was Tony and Who's the Boss.
Yeah, he couldn't remember his name.
Right,
I guess.
So
I don't
know what Big Country did.
They put Big Country in the title of their song. Stuart Adamson was the guy's name, and he was born in this day, 1958. And one more, former Gin Blossom singer, guitarist Douglas Hopkins, born in this day, 1961. Jim, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Let's all welcome back Neil Freeman here to the Bob Almanac today.
It was a great pleasure to be here for
that.
It's
like you were never gone. It's like riding a bike.
Yep.
Here's Sawyer Brown, Bob FM.
Daddy worked hard for his dollar. He said some folks don't, but that's okay. They won't know.